Some countries in Africa with high rates of AIDS mortality will experience reduced population growth or even declining populations despite relatively high birth rates. Regarding mortality rates in South Africa, for example, the population is projected to fall from 43.4 million in 2000 to 38.7 million in 2015. Russia and many post-communist countries of Eastern Europe will have declining populations. As a result of high mortality and low birth rates, Russia's population may drop from its current 146 million to as low as 130 to 135 million in 2015, while the neighboring states of Central Asia will experience continued population growth. Populations in Japan and West European countries, such as Italy and Spain, will also decline because of falling birth rates and low immigration. North America, Australia, and New Zealand, the traditional destinations for immigrants, will continue to have the highest rates of population growth among the developed countries, with annual population growth rates between 0.7 and 1.0%.
Page 105, Exercise E, Listening. Infer information. Read the statements. Then listen to the lecture again. Circle the word or phrase that best completes each statement, according to the information presented in the lecture.
Population trends through 2015. The world in 2015 will be populated by some 7.2 billion people, up from 6.1 billion in the year 2000. The rate of world population growth, however, will have decreased from 1.7% annually in 1985 to 1.3% today, to approximately 1% in 2015. Increased life expectancy and falling birth rates will contribute to a shift toward an aging population in high-income developed countries. Beyond that, demographic trends will sharply diverge. More than 95% of the increase in world population will be found in developing countries, nearly all in rapidly expanding urban areas. India's population will grow from 900 million to more than 1.2 billion by 2015. Pakistan's probably will increase from 140 million now to about 195 million.